إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from the consequences of our evil actions. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And whoever Allah causes to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best of speech is the Book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance, it only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. O people, fear your Lord, the one who created you from a single being. And then from the single being, He created His wife. And then from both of them, He sent forth many men and many women. So fear Allah, the one from whom you demand your mutual rights. And fear Allah regarding your family, your relatives, and your ties of kinship. Verily, Allah is always watching over you. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. عباد الله. Allah Jalla fil Ula, from His blessings, is that He has preferred you and made you more virtuous than others. And He has given you the greatest blessing. And this great blessing is that He has made you from His people, that He has guided you to Islam, and saved you from the darkness of misguidance and the darkness of shirk and kufr to the light of at-tawheed. So do you not see those who are around you? Do you not see the society in which you live? People worshipping idols, people worshipping graves, people worshipping other people. And around you, deviation and misguidance and innovations. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has guided you and made you from the small minority who have iman in Allah and who worship Him upon at-tawheed. And therefore every single person should appreciate this blessing. And every single person should show gratitude to Allah over this blessing. By Allah, the one who believes and the one who disbelieves are not equal. The one who has been guided to the truth and the one who is upon misguidance is not equal. The one who does righteous actions and the one who turns away from the religion of truth, they are not equal. And this is what Allah explained in the Quran. أَفَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ كَمَنْ بَاءَ بِسَخَطٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَمَأْوَاهُ جَهَنَّمُ. Is the one who seeks the pleasure of Allah, who works for the pleasure of Allah, is he equal to the one who invites the wrath and the anger of Allah upon himself? And his final abode is Jahannam. The person who knows of Islam, knows of Tawheed, knows of guidance and knowledge, is not equal to the disbeliever who does not know. And Allah said in the Quran, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى. Is the one who knows that the revelation which has come down from your Lord, it is the truth, is he equal to the one who is blind, i.e. the one who does not know? And the person whom Allah has promised with many rewards and glad tidings in this dunya and in the akhirah is not the same and equal to the person who is working towards the punishment of Allah. And this is what Allah said in the Quran. أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا. Is the one who we have promised with goodness, فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ, and he is going to meet and fulfill this goodness. كَمَنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Is he equal to the one who we have given him a little bit of enjoyment from this dunya? ثُمَّ هُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. And on the day of resurrection, that person, i.e. the disbeliever, he will be brought towards the punishment. So the person who works for the reward of Allah, the person who works for the pleasure of Allah, the person who lives his life according to that which Allah has legislated, and therefore in the akhirah he is deserving of Allah being pleased with him, and he is deserving of the great reward of Allah. Can he ever be equal to a person who is deserving of the anger of Allah and the one who will meet his punishment? And the one who on the day his final abode, it will be the fire. Is the mu'min equal to the fasiq? Like Allah said, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. Is the one who has believed and has iman, the Muslim, is he equal in rank to the fasiq, the one who openly rebels against the guidance? لا يستوون. They can never be equal. So if you understand this, ibadallah, if you understand, my beloved brothers and sisters, that the Muslim is not the same as the kafir, and the Muslim is not equal to the kafir, then we have to also make sure that our lives as Muslims has to be different to the lives of the kafir. Because the kafir, the one who disbelieves in Allah, he only lives for this dunya. And as for the Muslim, he lives in this dunya and he works for the goodness of this dunya, but his final abode is the akhirah. His greatest concern is the akhirah. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to make a dua. Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, he narrates, قَلَّمَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُومُ مِنْ مَجْلِسٍ حَتَّى يَدْعُوا. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, many times he would stand up from a sitting and then he would supplicate. He would say, اللهم, O Allah, لَا تَجْعَلْ مَصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا. O Allah, do not make our calamity in our religion. وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أكبر همنا. And do not make this dunya our greatest concern. Do not make this dunya our greatest ambition. وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. And do not make this dunya the highest level of our knowledge. وَلَا تُسَلِّطْ عَلَيْنَا مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُنَا. And do not allow a person to have authority over us who will not show mercy to us. So the first dua in this is, لَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا. That, O Allah, if you are going to afflict us, if a calamity is going to come to us, then don't put it in our dunya, in our deen, in our religion. Make this calamity in our dunya. We will rather lose some money, or lose some property, or lose some job, and the calamity is restricted to the dunya, as opposed to the calamity being in the akhirah. And he would say, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ أَكْبَرَ وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. And O Allah, do not make our main focus, our main ambition, the dunya. Meaning, O Allah, do not make the seeking of wealth and the seeking of authority and the seeking of positions, that this is our biggest worry and this is our biggest pleasure. Rather, make our focus and our ambition on the akhirah. And notice from the word of this hadith, the wording of this dua, that the Prophet would say, لَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. O Allah, do not make the dunya our greatest concern, our greatest worry. I.e., it is permitted. In fact, it is an obligation that we have some worry about the dunya. And we are concerned about the dunya. That we are concerned about our money, our wealth, our house. But it should not be akbaru hammina. It shouldn't be our greatest concern and our greatest worry or our greatest ambition. Rather, it is the akhirah and the abode of the akhirah which is the greatest concern of a Muslim. And then the Prophet would say, وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. That don't make it the epitome of our knowledge. I.e., that we only think and learn about the dunya. Our greatest concern for our children is only the secular studies. Rather, the greatest knowledge, the greatest concern should be the knowledge regarding the akhirah. And this is the knowledge of iman and the knowledge of at-tawheed. So there has to be a difference between the kafir and the Muslim. The kafir, he doesn't concern himself with the akhirah. Why? Because he doesn't believe in it in the first place. And therefore, the sole ambition of the kafir is the dunya. The only concern of the kafir is what he eats, and what he drinks, and what he wears, and the wealth which comes to his hands. And for this reason, Allah Jalla fil Ula, he likened the kafir who has no concern for the akhirah to the cattle and the animals. He said, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Allah said, have you seen that person who takes his desires to be his Lord? His deity, his God, is his desires. أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. Will you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be the disposer of his affairs? Meaning you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only thing which is upon you is to guide this person. And then Allah said regarding these people in the next ayah, أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ. Do you think, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these people, they want to hear goodness, or they think about goodness? إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ. They are only like cattle. These people who have no concern for the akhirah, they are only like the cattle. بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. In fact, they are more misguided than the cattle. They are worse than the cattle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he likened A person who has no concern for the akhirah, who only works for his dunya, only works for his desires, to being like cattle. Why? Because the cattle does not think about guidance. It only hears the call of the person who is calling. And like this, those people have no concern for the akhirah. In fact, the cattle, as Allah said, are better than them. Why? Because when the shepherd comes to the cattle and guides them towards the right way, keeps them away from the harm upon the land, then the cattle will follow. The cattle, it knows that in front of me is a danger which will harm me, so I will take another path. But as for the kafir, then he is worse than the cattle. That even when the caller comes to the kafir and tries to lead him towards goodness and lead him towards safety, that even the cattle would go towards this kafir, he rejects. And the kafir carries on working for the dunya, working for the dunya, and he doesn't know where his safety is. But the cattle knows. The cattle knows that this path there is some danger, and this path it is easy for me. And as for Muslim, then no. The Muslim has to work for the akhirah. The Muslim has to invest from his time towards the akhirah. This life, hayatul dunya, it is like a farm. And every day the farmer, the Muslim, he sows his seeds. But these seeds which he sows, the fruit and the vegetation and the benefit will not come now or tomorrow. Rather, after he dies, when he goes to the next life, then the seeds which he sowed, then he will see the fruits. Allah said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever does a small amount of goodness in this life, he will see it. I in the akhirah. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرٌ يَرَهُ. And whoever does even the smallest amount of evil in this dunya, then he will see it. Ay, he will see it in the akhirah. Ibadallah, from the greatest actions which a person can do in this dunya are those actions which when a person has died, the reward will carry on growing. Meaning a person will be in his grave, and it is as if he's still doing the righteous actions in his grave. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned seven actions, seven good deeds that we should attach importance to in this dunya. Because these seven good deeds, after a person has died, it's as if he's still doing those righteous actions. Every time a person benefits from these seven good deeds, then the person in his grave, his reward will be increased. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu an, سَبْعٌ يَجْرِي لِلْعَبْدِ أَجْرُهُنَّ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهِ. That seven actions, the reward of a person will continue increasing even after his death. وَهُوَ فِي قَبْرِهِ. Whilst he is in his grave, he said, مَنْ عَلَّمَ عِلْمًا. Firstly, whoever teaches knowledge. When a person teaches knowledge to another person, according to your ability, and then you die and you're in the grave, every single time this person, he acts upon this knowledge, for you is the reward. It's as if you're still doing righteous actions. Secondly, أَوْ أَجْرَى نَهْرًا. That a person, he channels a river or water from a pond towards the people. I.e. there is a river far away from the people. So a person, he channels a canal from this river towards the people, so the humans can benefit, and the farms, the crops benefit, and the animals drink from. And every single time a person drinks from, or a person waters his crops with, or even the cattle drink from this water which the person channeled, then for him is the reward in his grave. And then the third thing is, أَوْ حَفَرَ بِئْرًا. or he digs a well. A person digs a well for the poor people. And the ulama, some of the ulama, they mention, and this is the same as a person placing a water dispenser in a public place. And every single time a person drinks from this well, or an animal drinks from this well, or a person drinks from this water dispenser, then for him is the reward, even though he's in his grave. أو غرس نخلا, or he plants a date tree, or any tree that people benefit from. And he plants this tree, this fruit tree, for the people to benefit from. Every single time a person, or an animal, or an insect eats from this fruit, then for the person is the reward, and he's in his grave. أو بنى مسجدا, or a person builds a masjid, and then he dies. Every single time a person comes to pray in the masjid, then it is as if the one who is in the grave, he is praying. Meaning his righteous actions are increasing. أو ورث مصحفا, or a person, he leaves behind a mushaf, a copy of the Quran. Like for example, a person, he buys for example 10 mushaf and he places them in the masjid as a waqf for the masjid. And every time a person, a child, a woman, a man reads a single letter from the Quran, then for the person is the reward, and also for the person in the grave. It's as if the person in the grave, he's reading the Quran. And then finally the Prophet said, أو ترك ولدا يستغفر له بعد موته. Or that a person, he leaves behind a child, a son or a daughter, and he cultivated him, he taught him, he attached importance to him, and so this child seeks forgiveness for the parent, and the parent is in the grave. So these seven actions, we should attach importance to them, especially these seven actions. And whilst the other people are negligent, then we focus on these actions. There are many acts of righteousness, but the majority of the actions of righteousness, the reward will stop. Meaning, when a person dies and he gets the reward, then he gets the reward. He prayed a prayer, he gets the reward for the prayer. And now that reward has been fulfilled. But these seven actions, the reward will carry on. It's as if a person is still doing those actions whilst he's in his grave. And not only in his grave, also in the dunya. So imagine, for example, that you donate a single mushaf. Imagine, for example, that you pay for a well to be dug, or you sow a tree, or you plant a tree for the people, and then you are at home, and you're playing with your children, and you are reading a book, eating food, and you don't realize. And yet every single time a person reads from that mushaf, or drinks from that well, or eats the fruit from that tree, your reward is increasing and increasing, and you do not know. So we attach importance to these seven actions, and these seven actions specifically. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. My beloved brothers and sisters, or worshippers of Allah, as we mentioned, there has to be a difference between how a Muslim lives his life and between how a kafir lives his life. There has to be a difference between the focus of a Muslim and the focus of a kafir. There has to be a difference between the Muslim and the cattle. The cattle, their only concern is eating, drinking, sleeping and waking up the next day. A Muslim cannot be like this. The kafir, his only focus is the dunya. His jannah is the dunya. His Jahannam is the dunya. So when he loses his dunya, he loses everything. And for this reason, Allah mentions regarding the kuffar that they say, in hiya illa hayatuna dunya, that the only thing which we have is this dunya. Namutu wa nahya, we die and we live. Wama nahnu bimab'uthin, and we will never be resurrected. But the Muslim cannot be like this. The Muslim knows that there is life, and then there is death, and then there is al-ba'ath, then there is resurrection. And whoever does goodness in this life, for him is a reward in the akhirah. And whoever does bad actions in this life, for him is a recompense in the akhirah. So Allah, Allah, I remind you with Allah that we have to do righteous deeds. And we have to be upright upon al-Islam. And we have to give in charity. We have to rush to do righteous deeds. We have to repent to Allah for our sins. Seek forgiveness. That you don't waste your wealth. You don't waste your time and your energy on those things in which there is no benefit in the akhirah. And that you should be different to the cattle and be different to the kuffar. And the first thing which is an obligation upon every single Muslim is al-Iman wa tawheed. And learning about Iman and learning about al-Tawheed. And the second important obligation upon every single Muslim is the 5 daily prayers. The greatest act of worship. The first action a person is questioned about in his grave. The 5 daily prayers. And that a person, he should not build a house in this dunya, and yet he is destroying the house in the akhirah. Allow your house to be destroyed in the dunya, but don't allow your house to be destroyed in the akhirah. Ibadallah, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ارضي عن الخلفاء الراشدين الأئمة المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الصحابة أجمعين، وعن التابعين ومن اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم بمنك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، زكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها وأنت مولاها. اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا. اللهم أصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا. اللهم اجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، واجعل الموت لنا راحة من كل شر. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمشايخنا وللمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم إنك الغفور الرحيم. أقم الصلاة.